Good morning, Blog Talk Radio.
Blog Talk Radio, thank you for tuning in to the Morning is a Mansion, the Men's Edition. Good morning. Can you hear that crowd out there in the live studio audience? Good morning, Jeff Sager, 11421 Strong, Franklin K. Lane High School. Good morning, Elijah Strong. Don't know where you're calling from, but good morning. Fort Worth, yes.
And hey, Kimberly.
Creeby, good morning. Good morning. Who's calling? That's someone's phone calling. Good morning, Brother Charles, live in the studio audience.
Yes.
Holla. Come on. All right. So today's the day the Lord has made, so we're going to rejoice.
We will rejoice.
Yeah, and be glad.
Hallelujah.
I'm starting to, you know, hearing this stuff.
That's Brother Nick.
Tuesday. Yeah.
Nick Lee, good morning.
How you doing, brother?
Okay.
Wow,
Bobby,
I'm excited.
What?
Bobby pushing that button. Of course, I'm waving at him.
Oh.
Yeah. Pastor Bobby's still learning the Facebook aspect, but don't worry.
Giving up my age.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we're excited this morning, Pastor Bobby, because we were talking about this working out our salvation. And it's something that we really need to focus on. All Christians, not just us or people listening, but everyone who claims to be in Christ needs to understand that working out your salvation is part of the job.
Yes.
All right? Don't just get the bumper sticker and the t-shirt, even the keychain. We have to do things, man. Woo! And
but he's empowered us to do it.
I'm excited That's about today. So cool. And Dante, why are you calling me? You know what I do the show. good morning. If you want to call in, there's a number, 646-668-2247. Call in live this morning, all right?
Yeah.
You know, working out, it says in the Bible, is critical. Critical to the growth of any Christian. And not only is it critical to the growth of the Christian, but it's critical to the growth of the body.
Yes, definitely.
I mean, yeah, we need to go out and help others. We're not just going to sit down and relax in our grace and salvation, because you know what's going to happen then.
You know, the Bible says that we're saved by grace through faith. It's not of ourselves, and it's not of works, lest any man should boast, but we are his workmanship, created for good works, which he prepared beforehand.
Man,
and when we walk in, he's already prepared them for us,
that's right.
So we just need to walk in them.
And the Lord had shown me that early on in my walk. And, we need to know that we're not just here to help ourselves. Once we get the secrets, the mysteries of God, that Jesus Christ is Lord, God for us, and salvation is ours, and grace and only grace, we need to share it.
That's right.
If you've seen a good movie, you're going to tell people,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
There's many movie critics out there. So we need to know who critics all of that. They want to critique things. They want to think that they try. When we try, we taste the Lord, how good he is.
Yeah.
We need to go out and be not a critic, but tell the world.
That's right, yeah. Jesus said, freely you have received, freely give.
Yeah.
We can't hold it in.
No. I mean, how can you? I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm excited.
God.
Right now, I mean, I've been saved long enough. I'm excited.
The Word of God
people.
Is like a fire shut up in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. If we can't go out and tell people, what are we doing? Here's what I say to you this morning, viewers, blog radio listeners. If you know Jesus Christ and you're saved, how could you not tell people? And if you don't have the urge and the unction to run around and not just screaming on the street corner with a megaphone, you know, turn or burn. I'm talking about letting your family know, letting your coworkers know, letting your friends know, letting what we refer to as our warm market, people
yes.
that we know and we interact with on a regular basis. If you're not even willing to step up and let them know, you need to check yourself and see if you're truly in the Lord.
That's right.
Because he gives you, he just burns a fire in you where you want to talk about it.
Yeah, you become a new creation.
Yes.
And the Bible says that we're a new creation, and the old man is dead. Behold, all things have become new. Now, all things are of God. All things are of God, if you're that new creation, and all things are of God, you're going to tell people.
Amen. Yeah, the old man is dead. Even the old woman, it doesn't matter. We need to know that this world, that God wants us to come to Jesus Christ, his son, and then we are the light of the world. We are the light of the world. So, think about this. The more people you tell about your faith and show them of Jesus Christ and witness to them, we're going to get more light in this world.
That's right.
Many people out there. Good morning, Melissa, Michael, Dew. Yeah, good morning, Sherry King Malton. Woo, we got some people coming. Yeah, so we need to know that, what are we doing? And this falls under working out our salvation, because we're everyone, not everyone's called the fivefold ministry, not to, travel the world like Paul did. But we're also, with call to at least tell our children, our neighbors, our brothers, at least secure salvation within your family, I just can't get that revelation. Good morning, Mark Ruiz. Hallelujah. And 11421. Yeah, sanitation, New York. Wow. Woo! Come on. Right. Come on. Hallelujah. My brother Johnny. What's my brother Johnny in New York City? Sanitation. But let me tell you something, just in everyone. And we need to let people know who Jesus Christ is. If we're truly saved, one of the signs and evidence of that we are truly in Christ, we're gonna tell the world.
Yeah. And Jesus said while I'm in the world, I'm the light of the world. Yeah. But now that he's not in the world, he tells us to be the light of the world.
Yeah.
We're his ambassadors. We were just talking about that. We're ambassadors for Christ. And I was telling the sisters that, I love my country.
Yeah.
And I'm as patriotic as the next guy. But, I pledge allegiance to Jesus Christ.
Oh, yeah.
I'm now an ambassador of another, from an invading army. Amen.
Yeah,
we're here to take over.
Come on now. All right, here it is. We do pledge allegiance to the flag, but Jesus Christ first. And all our authorities are through Christ Jesus and God. He appoints all authority. So it says that we need to obey these authorities, but we also need to think Christ is our authority.
Yes.
And when he tells us to do something, we need to do it, man.
Yeah.
And then let's pray ourselves in, because from that note right there, we're going to lead into our first scripture. You want to pray us in?
Sure.
Yeah.
And Father, we just come to you in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, and we thank you that we get to be called your children. And we just love you, Father, and we pray right now, Holy Spirit, that you come in here and just take over. Do whatever you want to do, however you want to do it, whenever you want to do it. And I pray right now that you just soften our hearts to become soft and pliable, to receive with meekness your implanted word, which is able to save our souls, change our hearts, oh God. Just use us for your purpose. This is all for your glory. Let us just surrender everything to you, everything that comes out of our mouth, everything that we say, everything that we think, everything that we do. Let it be for your kingdom and your glory. And I pray that anybody watching or anybody listening, Lord, that they are touched by your Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Good morning. All right. I'm glad that everyone's, we're praying in the Amber skies watching. Good morning. All right.
Hey, Leslie.
All right. Mark Ruiz, what's up? All right. So we need to really know that this is important stuff, man. I'm here, and why am I sitting here? Because I like looking at myself on these Facebook screens. John Gamble, good morning. And this is not what it's all about. I understand. Good morning, Leslie Pope. Woo, God. I understand the things of Christ. But Pastor Bobby understands the things of Christ. We know enough in Christ to work out our salvation. But now it's up to us. As much is given, much is expected. It's up to us to go out there and help other people.
Yeah.
And we need to know this. And that's why we do this. We do this so for people out there that may be lost, that need some help. Maybe some of these words will inspire you. Maybe some of these words will help turn you away. Maybe some of these words will pierce your heart and lead you to the Lord Jesus. That's what it's all about. Remember what we said. We pledge allegiance to the flag. But Jesus Christ is our Lord.
Right.
And we stand under the authorities of this world. But when Jesus tells us something, it don't matter. Donald Trump, we still, if it goes against what Jesus is saying, we need to follow Jesus.
That's right.
Good morning, John Gamble. God bless you. 11421, Franklin, Stanley, and Iceland. So here's what it says in Mark. Remember, what the Lord says, we need to follow. We need to understand this. And this is the most important thing God has commissioned us. Before Jesus left, this is the last words he said before he went back to to heaven and left the apostles. And then, you want to read it, Bobby, or do you want me to read it?
Sure, whatever you want me to do.
Do you have this is a copy from yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah.
You want me to go with it?
I'll read it.
Okay, here it is. The Word of God says in Mark chapter 16, verses 14-18. So if you're following through, I suggest everyone follow Josh Black. Good morning.
Hey, son.
There you go. Woo, there's more you need to talk about that. Yeah. All right. But anyway, we need to be responsible for our household at least. But here's what Jesus tells us before he goes back to heaven. And in Mark 16:14, it says, still later, he appeared to the 11 disciples as they were eating together. So still he appeared, Jesus, still appeared to the 11 disciples. And he said, he rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief, because they refused to believe those who had seen him after he had been raised from the dead. And then he told them, go into all the world and preach the good news to everybody. And anyone who believes and is baptized will be saved. But anyone who refuses to believe will be condemned. And these signs will follow those who believe in my name. They will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink any poison, it will no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Come on. Hallelujah.
Woo! All right. Last words before Jesus left. He left to go to heaven to be with the Father so he can intercede for us. Now, he said to his apostles, this is the Great Commission. Go out. He said, first he told them, man, you didn't believe I was rose from the dead. So he rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief. So here it is. The unbelief, we believe in our heart. Remember that, Facebook fans and radio blog. Listen, where we believe is in our heart. So they it says he rebuked them for their stubborn unbelief, but that was a hardness of their heart. They didn't believe in him, that he was raised from the dead. So he rebuked them, but that was a quick rebuke, and he got on to the business at hand, going forward and giving him the Great Commission. Go into all the world and preach good news to anyone and everyone. It says all creatures, okay? And this is it. And he commands them to go preach the gospel, and he commands them to lay hands on the sick. And he also tells them, no serpent is going to bite you. You're going to be able to drink poison. So he also promised them protection. Go preach my word, and I'll protect you. Don't worry about the snakes, the serpents, the poison. Don't worry about the people that's heckling you. Go lay hands, cast demons, and do what I ask you to do.
Yeah. You know, when he rebuked them for their unbelief, and it's like the children of God. The unbelief has been the issue from the beginning. You know, the children of Israel, they died in the wilderness because of their unbelief. And, you know, the disciples trying to cast out a demon from a little boy, and they couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And Jesus said it was, you know, this kind of comes out by fasting and prayer. And it's the unbelief that comes out. But, you know, I was at the prison on Friday and preaching. And one of the guys came up to me afterwards and said that he has a concern. And his concern was he thinks he might have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And I'm like, well, I kind of doubt that, or you wouldn't be here. but it's, you know, it's the, to me, blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is rejection of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Because, you know, Jesus said right here, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. That's it. If you reject, the Holy Spirit draws us. And if we reject Jesus Christ, that's blasphemy. That's rejecting the Holy Spirit. So I told him, I said, I assure you, if you believe in Jesus Christ, you're not blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
If you reject Jesus Christ, then that's the unforgivable sin. And that's what Jesus said right here. You will be condemned.
It's important.
You know, I love what it says here, where it says, and then they went out and preached everywhere.
Yeah,
the Lord working with them and confirming his word through the accompanying signs. I mean, you know, God's word, when we preach God's word and we don't water it down and we don't try to give too much of our opinion, you know, let his word do what it does. His word will confirm with signs and wonders and miracles.
Yeah. And Becca Wilson says, isn't that our problem in all things, the belief?
That's it.
Come on now. That's right, Becca. Thank you for sharing with us. Because here's the thing. That is the problem. Because what did Jesus address first? He rebuked them for their unbelief. Then
That's
he
right.
gave them the instructions. It's like, you know, the manager walks in the room, the boss walks in the room, say, hey, what are you guys doing? This ain't a lunch break. We know, put down those donuts. All right, here, get ready. We're about to do this. You know what I mean? He's going to come in and get the attention, clear the room, and let them know that we need to believe. Because it says all those who believe, it says they will recover. It says they will lay hands on the sick. These signs will follow those who believe. These signs, understand the main ingredients of this whole situation. What's the signs, wonders, and miracles? Build up your faith. Get out there. If you're lacking your faith right now, open up your Bible. That, because hearing the word, and don't wait for somebody to come whisper it in your ear. Hearing the word is also reading it. Nobody's whispering my ear at night when I'm reading the Bible, but I'm getting more faith by reading this book right here.
Yeah.
We need to know the transformation of the word of God. It's a living thing. It's a living
That's
thing.
Right.
It talks back to you.
That's right.
Know that, because I am here to testify to that. It will speak back to you. It'd be like, what? All of a sudden, I read something 2 days ago. I didn't understand. All of a sudden, the Lord just downloads the revelation on me. I'm like, thank you, Jesus. I'm driving. I'm going into the Burger King or something. I'm, you know, walking a dog. Who knows? Whatever I'm doing, the Lord will give it to me. And you're like, wow, there it is, that moment.
And that, you know, the word, like Becca was saying, it's our unbelief. So if we want to build up our belief, that word believe and faith comes from the same Greek word, which is pistis.
Oh, yeah.
It's the same Greek word. So if we want to build up our belief, we have to build up our faith, and faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
That's right.
So we get the word of God in us, it's going to build up our faith. And the Bible also says to build up our most holy faith by praying in the Holy Ghost.
Oh, woo! You have no clue. Every time you wiggle that tongue and you're speaking in the tongues, you don't even know who you're praying for. I heard somewhere a preacher say, you pray in tongues for 3 minutes, you just pray for the whole world and then some.
Yeah,
it edifies yourself. It edifies yourself. I pray a lot in tongues. I'm long past the Bobby. That's all it is, man. Just wiggle that tongue. Wow. And know that this is important. That we need to believe. Without faith, we cannot please God. And we can't even help ourselves without faith.
That's right.
We'll always be calling out, crying to somebody without faith. When you truly have faith in the Lord, you will work out your salvation. You know why? Because you're going to have enough faith to start doing things. You're not going to walk away from that person on the corner that's got a sign saying, help me, I'm hungry, haven't eaten in days. You might give them a dollar and a sandwich or buy them Burger King, but you're going to tell them about the word of God first because you believe the transformation power of Jesus Christ. Everyone here, that's ears to hear, let them hear,
right?
Sure. Come on. Know that, my brothers. That's the most important thing. But Pastor Bobby, it's amazing that the faith. We, you know, it's like I used to have faith in myself and the world system.
Yeah.
I had faith in my drug dealer that he'd show up if I had $100 and he'd bring me some drugs.
Yeah.
And he would be there in a quick hurry on a Friday night. I had faith that when I went to the liquor store 8:30, 9 o'clock at night, if I got there before midnight, they would sell me a bottle of liquor. All right?
Yeah,
that's
it was
the
9
thing.
O'clock around here.
All right, we still remember the hours. Okay, so here's the thing.
I remember what God brought me out of.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
John Dickinson, good morning. Yeah, we need
to
know.
Faith, you know, God, the Bible tells us how to build up our faith. So if we don't do it, I mean, that's on us. You know, he says it, that with faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we hear the word of God. We read the word of God. If you want to hear the word of God, read the Bible out loud.
That's right.
You know, you're going to hear it. You know, if you're driving around, listen to the word of God being preached under the anointing of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
You know, there's so many. There's Bible apps out there that you can listen
to
the word of God, just straight Bible.
You
know, so you can hear the word of God, and it will build up your faith.
Yeah. Here's the thing. We all have faith, regardless whether you're serving God or serving self or the devil. There's faith. You have faith that when you wake up in the morning, you know, you're going to walk outside, your car's going to start. That's a faith.
Yeah.
We need to shift our faith over. There's a shifting of the faith. We need to shift our faith from the things of this world and ourselves and put our faith in the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father, and allow the Holy Spirit to guide us through with our faith, because we're going to have faith, trust me. But what are we having faith in?
Yeah.
It's the question. Right. And who do we have faith in? Not the government, not your mama, okay? Not your pastor, but Jesus Christ, the star. Then he'll show you other people that you can trust and share with. So here it is. Cast the demons. Speak in tongues. Hashara about Korda Bashita. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. You know somebody sick today. Somebody knows somebody that might be sick, even if it's a cold, even if it's an allergy symptom. Go lay hands in faith and watch them recover. In Jesus' mighty name.
Yes.
That's it. There are those who believe This is not a suggestion to cast demons, to lay hands on the sick, to pray in tongues. This is a command. That's the least. Right? It says that's the, these are the elementary principles of the gospel. The gospel, raising the dead is elementary principle of the gospel.
Yes.
But we don't see it enough. I'm waiting.
Hey, he's taking us to another level, though. That's for sure. Well, he's taking us to the level that we're supposed to be at, you know. The gospel has been watered down, but that is, and I think it's in Hebrews, it says that's an elementary principle.
Yes, it is elementary. It's like learning 2 plus 2. 1 plus 1 is 2. Raising the dead and healing the sick is elementary to the gospel of Jesus Christ, the kingdom of God. Don't you realize we need to walk in faith, and not just a little bit of faith, crazy faith.
Yeah.
Like Jesus is with us, and he lives inside of us because he is inside of us.
Yeah.
So we have to act according to it. Woo!
The same spirit that rose Jesus Christ from the dead lives on the inside of us.
Yeah,
and has given life to our mortal body.
Woo. Good morning, Billy Myers. Hallelujah. Thanks for tuning in. God bless you, brother. Come on out.
Hallelujah.
Here it
Thank
is.
You.
God loves us all. He sent his son to die. We've got the good news of the gospel. And with it comes power, but also responsibility. We need to know. We're going to talk about that power in a couple more verses, but no. It all starts with faith.
Yes.
That's the Bible. You need everything else
with faith.
With this, I mean, I just stuck on that. That Jesus rebuked them first. He came down and told them, you need to believe more, all right? And he rebuked them. Remember where we believe from our hearts. So Jesus right away addressed the heart issue. They told them the commission.
Yeah. The unbelief is just, I mean, it's like I said, it goes back to the children of Israel. They doubted. God wouldn't let them go into the promised land because of their unbelief. Jesus told the disciples when the man brought his little boy to him, and he said they couldn't cast out. He said, you faithless and perverse generation. Get out of the way. Let me do it.
Yeah.
He told the demon to leave, and the demon left.
You better believe he left, because we have authority. God gave us authority back in Genesis 1:26. We have authority over all things. Subdue, take dominion over all these things. We're called to this. Jesus Christ gave us all that back when he came and died on the cross. So we need to walk in his authority. Man,
you know, in the disciples' defense, they didn't have the Holy Ghost. You know, Jesus told them to wait in Jerusalem until you're endued with power from on high. We have that. We don't have to wait.
No more wait.
You know, we just have to receive.
That's it.
No, we need to exercise our faith, really.
Yeah.
Walk it out. Come on, work it out. Know Jesus Christ is Lord. And know that when we come to him, we need to start working out our salvation. That's so important. Read that in Philippians. Know that, okay? Good morning, Peggy. Peggy Trivio, 11421 in the house. We need to know that God is real. And that's why let's go into Isaiah 58. Do you want to read that, or you want me to read that? Yeah. Good morning.
You know, I was just talking about fasting. Jesus said that this kind only comes up by fasting and prayer.
Yeah.
In Isaiah, it starts out, it says, no, this is the kind of fasting I want.
Yes, it is.
Free those who are wrongly imprisoned. Lighten the burden of those who work for you. Let the oppressed go free and remove the chains that bind people.
Mm-hmm.
Share your food with the hungry and give shelter to the homeless.
Uh-oh.
Give clothes to those who need them and do not hide from relatives who need your help. Then your salvation will come like the dawn and your wounds will quickly heal.
Wow.
Your godliness will lead you forward. And the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind.
Woo!
Then when you call, the Lord will answer.
Yes,
yes I am here. He will quickly reply.
Cool.
Remove the heavy yoke of oppression. Stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors.
I love that.
You know, the fasting stirs up the anointing, but the anointing destroys the yoke of bondage.
Man, Woo! Good morning, Terry Sherry. Good morning, Shawnee Dalton. Shawnee Banks, 11421. Here we go. Glad you tuned in today.
Do you mind if I share something?
Go ahead,
Eddie.
My
when this says that you share your food with the hungry, give to the homeless, give clothes to those who need, and we need to have discernment. And I was reading, in 1 Peter it tells about that love covers a multitude of sins,
yes,
and that we need to love people where they're at, and that's so true. But when Jesus loved people, he loved them right where they're at, but he loved them and told them to go sin no more. He didn't want them staying where they're at.
Amen.
So we want to have a discernment where we're not enabling people.
Yeah.
Because in James, it goes on to say what that love is. Brethren, if anyone among you wanders from the truth and someone turns him back, let him know that he who turns a sinner from the error of his way
yeah.
will save a soul from death and cover a multitude of
That's
sins.
That's right. That's
so
right.
We don't want to enable. We don't want to discern. And we want to give, what is that Renee says? A hand up,
not
a
hand
out.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point, Pastor Bobby, because when we call the name of Jesus, it's like calling an Uber cab. They're going to come where you are, but they're going to pick you up and take you to where you're going.
That's right.
And that's what Jesus is. You call on him, he's going to come and meet you where you are, but he's going to take you to your destiny as you follow him. So we need to know that Jesus Christ will come and we're able to meet you where you are, but we're not expected to sit there and,
yeah.
and sit in the same pit you're sitting in mud, because that's not what it is. We're supposed to rescue and help
yes.
and lead. And that's what we need to do, lead by example, not fall into a trap. So, yeah, so we need to know that. But here's the thing about Isaiah. I love this scripture right here, because this is serious stuff, and he talks about that fast. The fast, you know, when people fasted, they were fasting to honor the Lord. Well, this is the fast he's talking about. He said, don't pick out food. Really, he says, I want you to go out there and lighten the burdens of those who work for you, because I want you to help people share your food, share your clothing, share your home, love one another. That's the fast that he enjoys.
Right.
You know, share your bread. Fasting, you're not supposed to eat. But this one is saying, go out there and help others. So you want to honor me, God is saying, do these things. Don't abstain from food, but give out to help others. Share your heart. Do not hide from your relatives. A lot of you people are going to say, oh, man, this is my cousin, my nephew, my brother, my son. Knock, knock. Oh, every time he calls for money. Well, good. Every time he calls for money, good. That don't mean you have to give him money. Pick up that phone and tell them about Jesus Christ.
Give him the real food.
Yeah, really. They're knocking on that door. Hand them a Bible, you know, and a cup of water. All right? So know this. Here's the greatest part about this. Then your salvation will come like the dawn, and your wounds will quickly heal. Your wounds will quickly heal. So what it's saying is your salvation. What is salvation? Grace. Your salvation. This is in the New Testament now. We're talking about Isaiah. This is going back before Christ. But our grace will come to us, will increase our grace. You know why? Because it says that God will heal you immediately. So if you're sick, God does not want a bunch of broken down warriors running around from. How much can we get done for the kingdom if we're sick, we're broke, we're hungry, we're naked, we got nowhere to rest our head? God wants us to have all these provisions
yeah.
so we could go out and advance the kingdom of God.
Yes.
Woo!
Right.
Come on now. And here's the greatest part about it. Then your salvation come like the dawn and heal your wounds quickly. Not just sit around and take an aspirin, call God in the morning. No, this will happen immediately. God will heal you immediately. And then look at this. Your godliness will lead you forward, or your righteousness will go before you, what it says in New King James. All right, so your righteousness will go before you, and the glory of the Lord will protect you from behind. You people in Woodhaven know when I say this. If you were having a fight, and someone come up to you and say, I got your back, brother, go ahead. All right, that's what God's saying. God's saying, I got your back.
Right.
I will protect you from behind. When Jesus got your back, when God got your back, you don't have to worry.
Right.
You better go out and do things, because God's not going to let nothing happen to you. He's going to heal you. He's going to give you clothes. He's going to give you food. He's going to let you rest your head, as long as you're helping others in advancing his kingdom.
Yes. That's right.
Praise the Lord. How about this? Many benefits, but when people say, the benefits of working for God, no, the blessings that working for God. So stop pointing your finger and spreading vicious rumors amongst one another. Man, God is telling us be careful about that too.
That's right. Yes, for sure.
Man, I recommend everyone read Isaiah 58 because this is a great, and it even goes forward even more. When we says that, here's what it says, and he goes, the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then he shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. The Lord will say, here I am. And he will take away your yoke and he will extend the souls to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul. Then your light shall dawn like the darkness and your darkness shall be as the noonday. The Lord God will guide you continuously and satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be a well-watered garden and like a spring of water whose waters do not fail.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
You better get ready. to serve the Lord because all these things are going to come upon you.
You know, once we're born again, we are to become an asset, not a liability.
Oh!
And it's his power working in us that does it.
Come on now. Yeah, Jesus gave us the strength to move forward, so we need to. This is not a suggestion, ladies and gentlemen, Log Radio, Facebook viewers. This is a real deal. This is a command. A command. This is the least. These are the elementary principles, or the least that we need to do to show the if we have faith. So we're going to go into a commercial break. And we're going to be back in about 3 minutes or so. But
don't let me lose the way. I'm going to shout your name, hallelujah.
There watching, understand that the devil wants to take you out. He doesn't just want to make you have a bad day. He wants to kill you.
Come on now.
He wants to take you out. When he takes you out, he destroys the whole family.
Yeah.
But God gives us, Jesus said, I give you authority over that devil.
That's it.
I promise one thing, if you invite the devil, you don't have to send him a second in the day. He's going to show up the first time. He's going to come in a quick hurry. So know that. And again, we want to consider, promoting more businesses with Christian values, because the money that comes in, we understand the whole thing about tithing, and the money flows back into the kingdom, and the shifting of the wealth that we need for the end time harvest. So so promote Christian businesses and values, and that's what we say here, the mansion here in Buffalo, as many others as Valley Revenues is out there in Fort Worth with the liquidation company, Fort Worth Liquidators, Beach and 121, man. Everything's on sale in that store, man. Flip flops, the t-shirts, the underwear, everything.
Gloves are comfy.
Yeah, oh, man, you don't even know. They got everything there. Check that place first before you go to Walmart, because you got it most likely. Even if they have the price, yeah. All right, I think we're done with the commercial.
Woo!
Welcome back, Vlog Radio. All right. And welcome back, viewers on Facebook. Okay. All right, so, Pastor Bob, we're talking about walking out your salvation, working it out, rather. The Great Commission, Jesus commissioned us to go and preach gospel to all creation, see the sick, cast out demons, all that sort of stuff. That's the least of the things he wants us to do. Okay? But if we, you know, we need to do that.
Yeah.
For the Lord, and if we believe. And he also, of course, tells us to believe. First and foremost, he says, first believe, now go out and do this stuff. Because if you do believe, these signs shall follow you.
That's right.
They will follow you. You can't shake them. You can't get away from them. If you truly believe, these signs will follow you. If you're not seeing signs, wonders, miracles, healing, blessings, all this stuff, start in your heart and believe. Whew. All right. John 5. I guess I'm going to go to
Lord.
All right. John 5, verse 1 to 9. Here we go. Remember, we're talking about working on your salvation.
Hallelujah.
God calls us, and we need to do something. Can't just sit idle.
That's right. Yeah, it's like I was just saying, Jesus gave us authority
to
trample on the devil and his demons and over all his power.
Right.
And we just need to take it, like you were saying earlier, with authority comes responsibility. So we have to work out your salvation, walk out your salvation. It's the same thing.
Right.
We have to walk in it.
Good morning, Brother Carl Bishop, Crosswalk Church.
What's up, Carl?
Men's meeting on Saturday. Great men's meeting. Great
testimony.
And the testimony was so good, it was even gave a little bit on Sunday for the time.
That's right.
Come on now.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. See, we need to do things. We need to do things. That's all we need. We got testimonies. If we don't have it, if you don't have a testimony of something that happened this week, last week, yesterday, then maybe you're not serving the Lord. You're not serving the Lord. You can't just sit around and watch Daystar eating, taco chips and salsa. Nuh-uh. Come on now. Get real. Let's do this. This is more than this. Come on now. Nuh-uh. I don't care how good Doritos taste. You could eat them as you're helping people on the street corner. Come on now. Share them. It says share your food. You may not like that. All right, Pastor Bobby. We're going to get into John 5. But, man, time flies when we're preaching the word of God.
Yes,
hallelujah. Man, we got a bunch of scriptures going. So, all right, we're going to have to move in a timely manner now. You want to read this?
Sure.
John 5.
John chapter 5, starting in verse 1, the Bible says, "After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the sheep gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity for 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, Jesus said to him, 'Do you want to be made whole?'"
Wow. Here we go. Ready.
Why would he ask him that?
Of course, we have a choice.
That's right.
We have a choice. That's the great thing about God, is he gave us free will.
Yeah.
So it says, choose blessings or curses. Choose life or death. It's up to us. God ain't going to force it on us. Brother Carl says, testimonies let people know that God is at work.
That's right.
That's it. Our testimony will speak, and it will help others, lift others up. And you never know. You might tell your testimony to 100 people, but just one person has got a hold of it.
Yeah, and it gives people hope.
Yeah.
You know, if there's someone out there right now that's struggling with alcohol or drugs, and they look at me, it's been almost 9 years since I've had a desire. That can give you hope. You know, this man was in this condition 38 years.
Yeah, and here's what we're going to start talking about healings right now. And anyone out there listening on Blog Radio, call into the live number. If you're on Facebook, text us, and we will pray for you. Chick Rebecca, good morning. If you have need any physical healing, we believe.
That's right.
As we sit here, we will pray for you right now. We pray the anointing will travel through the waves and heal you immediately. Because Jesus didn't even have to be on the spot or the scene, and people still got healed. Because God is everywhere. All right. This is what gets my attention here, is right here, is that, all right, well, it says, Jesus came in to the sheep gate by the pool of Bethesda. Bethesda means house of mercy in Hebrew. So it's where all the sick congregated, and they try to get in the pool. And then he says, well, do you want to be holy? He goes, well, you know, the angel came in and stirred up the water. The angel stirred the water. A lot of people out there, they're stirring up the water, but in the wrong way.
Yeah.
And we need to know that we're supposed to help these people, not shun them. And we need to go out there and try to find people that need help. I challenge, and the Lord says, command you to go out and find somebody sick today and lay hands on them. Let them recover. Find someone in a wheelchair, a kid with a Band-Aid on his elbow. Who knows? It don't matter. Lay hands, and they shall recover. This man was sick 38 years and paralyzed, and Jesus walked in and said, do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made whole? Is the question that Jesus proposed. And this is the question we ask today. Do you want to be made whole? Because a lot of you people out there sitting there with your infirmities.
Yeah, when you look at the things that Jesus did, you know, I can't find anywhere in the Bible where Jesus went, you know, and tried to chase people down to heal them.
No.
They came to him. And, you know, it reminds me of that lady that was she had an issue of blood.
Oh, yeah.
She wasn't even supposed to be in public, but she got desperate and said, if I could only touch the hem of his garment, I will be made whole.
Yeah.
And she went out there. You know, she could have been stoned to death.
Yeah.
But she said, look, I've already paid all my money. The doctors can't help me. You know, I've heard about Jesus. She heard about the Son of Righteousness from Malachi, that there's healing in his wings.
Yes.
And if I could only touch the hem of his garment. And she touched the hem of his garment, and Jesus said, who touched me?
Yeah.
Well, here it is.
Yeah.
She knew of Jesus Christ. She heard the testimonies. There it is, the testimony. She heard of the testimonies. They got to her ears. And from hearing, she believed and had faith. So she heard about the testimonies of Christ Jesus, the Messiah. Everyone's getting healed. She heard it first, then she believed it.
Yeah, that's right.
And then she went out after it.
Yeah.
That's
so
right.
Hear it, believe it, and go out after
that's
it,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen, Blog Radio, Facebook, hear the word of God, believe it, then get your faith up and go out and lay hands on the sick. Go out and do things you wouldn't have done before because you never believed in the power of Christ Jesus, the Holy Spirit in you. No,
yeah.
Go out and do this. You want to be made whole. Stop sitting around having a pity party. A lot of people, they don't want to be made whole because they don't want to give up the check they're getting from the government. They don't want to give up the benefits that they're receiving, the pity party. Oh, he's just $600 a month. How can you advance God's kingdom with $600 a month when your rent's $800, the electric bill's $200?
Yeah,
you can't
right.
do it. This is designed, the system, to make you fail, keep you under the oppression of the enemy, of the government agencies. And I'm not saying the government's an enemy. Don't get that. No. We're not saying that. We're saying that you are putting yourself in this position. God wants to bless you.
You know, we have responsibility. We have authority, and with authority comes responsibility. So we as believers have responsibility to lay hands on the sick. That's what Jesus told us to do. But the sick also have a responsibility, or Jesus wouldn't have said, do you want to be made whole?
Yeah. And
you know, James chapter 5, James asked, is there anybody among you sick?
Yeah. Yeah, we're going to get into that if we have time. Here it is. Ready? Jesus went there, and there was many people, but he specifically came to that one person, and he asked him, and he said, pick up your mat and walk. And it was on a Sabbath, and you weren't even allowed to carry your mat back and forth in a public place. That's how stringent the rules of the Sadducees and the law was. He said, pick up your mat and walk. You know why? Because when Jesus made him whole, he said, pick up the mat and go, because he didn't even want him to come back ever to that situation and even see that mat and get this thought, oh, let me go lay back on my mat again and I'm going to make some money. No, when Jesus makes you whole, now he gives you the ability to go out and do greater things. He didn't make you whole to go, instead of sitting on a mat, now go sit in the easy lounge chair. No, he wants you to help advance his kingdom, be a testimony,
that's
and
right.
be a witness upon others.
Woo. Yes.
Come on. Immediately this man was healed, it says. Immediately. Don't you understand? God calls us to do things, and it will happen immediately. It says immediately. This is in Isaiah. Immediately, right?
Yeah.
That your sickness will be healed immediately. Come on. Woo. All right, I just won't move on to James. Ready? Let's move it on to James. Because here, if you want to read a good book, read the book of James. It's going to give you cover a lot of points of the Christian walk. And it's not going to be watered down. It's going to be right to the point. It's going to let you know how you should walk as Christian. And what it says here in James 5, verse 14, I'll read this. Bobby, I'll let you comment on this. It says, remember what it says? Go out and lay hands sick. So it says here, are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to one another and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of the righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Woo, good morning, Chris Ballard, Kara, PS97, woo, elementary school.
Yeah, you know what gets me about this is James, he said, are there any sick among you?
That's right.
And, you know, back then he had to ask if anybody was sick.
Yeah.
And nowadays, you know, we're more sick now than we've ever been, more addicted now than we've ever been, more depressed now than we've ever been. Because the Bible says that the devil has come down with great wrath because he knows he has a short time. His time is getting shorter and shorter, and he keeps getting madder and madder. But like I said earlier, if you're a born-again believer in Jesus Christ, you have authority over the devil.
Yeah.
So we have to take that authority. You know, but the authority that we take, the sick person says right here, there's three things here. Okay, we have authority to lay hands on the sick, and they will recover. The sick says it should call the elders of the church. The elders of the church will come and pray, anointing with oil. And then it says that the Lord will heal them. And then I love that how it says the prayer of a righteous person has great power. What makes us righteous? Jesus, the Bible says, knew no sin. And he that knew no sin became sin for us that we might become the righteousness of God. So you have to know that you are righteous.
Yeah.
So your prayer, the prayer of a righteous person, availeth much. So your prayer has power because you are the righteousness of God if you're born again.
That's right. The righteousness of God through Christ Jesus. I love that because that's what the Lord has shown me. So every one of you is righteous, all right, by believing in Jesus Christ.
That's
you
right.
You can't be any less or any more. Okay, so here it is. If you're sick, you better call the elders of the church. But it don't have to be an elder, a guy with a long beard and a robe, you know, walking with a cane. No, we're talking about not elder in age, someone who is mature in Christ.
That's right.
All right? Somebody walking up, like looking like Yoda, one of those gnomes that's sitting in the front of the garden. No. Some wizard with a big old hat, like a wizard. No. The elders of the church, call your brother, call your mother, call somebody that believes. That's what he's trying to tell you. Anointing of the oil is representative of the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
They've been anointing people with oil going back to Moses. So it's nothing new, ladies and gentlemen. Okay? Commit your sins. Oh, we're going to talk about the sins. There's something to do with the sin. But your sins will be forgiven. Your sins will be forgiven. That's the greatest mercy right there. Okay? To get that off your back. So know that. James 5:14 and 16 will tell you. Go out and exercise your faith. If you believe, you're going to call somebody to pray for you. If you don't believe, you're going to sit there, cry, and die eventually. No, call somebody. Stir up your faith. Go out and call somebody. Call up someone that you know that believes in Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Faith is visible.
Yes, it is.
Faith is an action.
All right, ready? We're going to keep moving, but it says the prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Wonderful. It's going to be full of wonders.
That's right.
Okay. Hallelujah. So there it is. Lord. Signs, wonders, and miracles. So we got to keep moving because there's people out there. We got to preach this to you. But here it is. Call on the elders if you're sick. And if you're sick right now, call on, let us know on Facebook. We'll pray for you right
That's
now.
Right.
And I know we don't need this. I'll put oil on my phone if you want to be anointed. The bottom line is it ain't about the oil. It's about your belief.
Right.
Come on. Here it is. We've got a lot here. Mark 2:1. We're going down to 12, I guess. Okay. Here we go. Mark 2, verses 1. and we're going to go probably somewhere down to about 12, but here it is. When Jesus returned to Capernaum, several days later, the news spread quickly that he was back home. Soon the house he was staying was packed with visitors, that there was no more room, even outside the door. While he was preaching God's word to them, four men arrived, carrying a paralyzed man on a mat. They couldn't bring him to Jesus because of the crowd, so they dug a hole in the roof above his head, and they lowered the man down on the mat right in front of Jesus. Jesus, seeing their faith, he saw their faith, and he said to them, "My child, your sins are forgiven." Woo! And he was instantly healed. So guess what? It's all about faith, my brothers. If you have faith, these four men had enough, I don't know if they had little faith or abundant faith, but they had enough faith to get to that roof. And the roof, they had a trap door on the roof, but they couldn't even fit the man through the trap door. So they had to dig around and lower him down on a mat. Imagine that.
Yeah.
Woo! And guess what? This is one of the most important details. While he was preaching the word of God to them, four men arrived. Signs, wonders, and miracles shall follow the preaching of the word.
That's right.
Come on,
yeah,
Bob.
He will confirm his word, that's for sure. You know, I like what the King James says. It says that they lowered, they uncovered the roof where he was, and it says, so when they had broken through, and it says, Jesus saw their faith. Your visible faith will lead to your breakthrough.
Hallelujah.
And I'm telling you, you know, it goes on to talk about how that he says your sins are forgiven you. And Jesus said, you know, and they were the religious people.
Oh, yeah.
And it says immediately Jesus perceived in his spirit that they reasoned thus within themselves.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked them, why do you reason about these things?
That's right.
Which is easier to say to the paralytic, your sins are forgiven you, or to say, rise up, take your bed and walk? But that you may know the Son of Man has power on earth to forgive sins, he said to the paralytic, rise up, take your bed, and go to your house.
There it is again.
And immediately he took up his bed and went out from within them.
Yep.
You know, Jesus, the faith to be healed and faith to be saved is the same thing. The same faith that saved you is the same faith that healed you.
All right.
Really?
Yes.
It is.
Really. It really is.
Well, yeah, we got to start. I have a kidney stone right now. All right, so Chick Rebecca texted in about
Jesus
a kidney stone. I'm glad we saw that. We're gonna stand in agreement for our sister, Chick Rebecca. She's
can I pray now?
Yes. Yeah, of course you can.
In the mighty name of Jesus, Rebecca, I pray that kidney stone leave now in Jesus' mighty name. Be gone and be healed in Jesus' name.
That's right. In Jesus' name, kidney stones must bow.
That's right.
Come on. Now here it is. The great thing about this, I love the fact that it says the Son of Man is going to give sins, but what did he say? Jesus said to this man as well, pick up your mat and go home. So here it is. I believe that now he said that to the guy, the crippled guy in Bethesda. You think such a minute detail. Pick up your mat. Pick up your mat. But guess what? It was a command.
That's right.
It was a command. And Jesus was showing him, now that you're whole, now you're responsible to do things. Now you couldn't pick up your mat. Now you're going to pick up your mat and leave.
And
he
now
said that
you don't
two
need
in a row. Yeah, that's it. You take that mat and give it to somebody else who has
mat.
Little faith.
You know, it reminds me, Pastor Eric told a testimony before that he was he had did something to his neck. They were going to have surgery on his neck. And so he had pain pills, and he was taking these pain pills. And the Lord told him to dump the pain pills out, and I'll heal your neck. He went and dumped them out in the dumpster, and his neck was healed instantly.
That's right.
That's the same thing about taking up your mat. You don't need the mat anymore.
That's right. Give to somebody who has no faith and then let them lay on the mat. Who cares? But the fact of the matter is, we just have to have faith. And as soon as we are healed, God expects us to do something. If you got up out of a wheelchair or you're cured of cancer, if you were cured of a blindness of the eye, deafness of the ear, I don't care if you cured a pimple on your right cheek. You're going to need, if God heals you, you better tell somebody, because it's your responsibility to help plant that seed of faith. Sometimes they have no faith. People have no faith. We have to plant a seed, okay? Plant the seed and let God bring the increase. It's our job to plant the seed in water. We know that. And that's what it says. So know this. they said, we've never seen anything like this before. They were all amazed, exclaiming, we've never seen anything like this. They were praising the Lord. The guy got up into it. He was lowered down the roof. Jesus said, your sins are forgiven. Get up now and walk. Pick up your mat and walk. They're like, what? That's what these people were saying. Wow. They were thronging and they were crowding. Jesus couldn't even get outside. All he could do is preach the gospel from the doorway. So it worked. See, it worked for Jesus. It should work for us. We have all authority.
Can I share something?
Yeah,
this is so important about healing. You know, healing and salvation go hand in hand. You know, the Bible says in Psalm 103, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who heals all your sins and heals all your diseases. You know, Jeremiah 17 says, heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved. Healing and salvation are both the same faith that saved you. If you're a born-again believer and you receive Jesus Christ on faith, it's the same faith that can heal you. You're already healed. Jesus said, by the stripes of Jesus Christ, you were healed. It's already done. All you have to do is receive it, just like you receive salvation.
Amen. All right. All right. We got some time left. We're going to skip over what they defeated because here's the thing. There's many healings. And you know what? Paul and Barnabas and many of the apostles, after Jesus commanded them to heal, they went and they went out and doing it. It says in Acts 8-14, it talks about it. And we need to know that Jesus has given us the power, the authority to heal. Now, it's up to us to show up in faith. Okay? Because here's what it says in 2 Peter 1. 3 and 4, and this is important news and listeners broad radio to know. It says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, and one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great precious promise. And these promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. So now here it is. His divine power. That word is theos, divine meaning only of God. So this is power that only comes from God. You can't get it by going to the gym and working out. You can't get it by borrowing it from a neighbor. You can't take a pill. This is only from God. And this power, again, is dunamis, used in many different ways and forms throughout the Bible. This is the power of God.
That's
it's
right.
Explosive power.
Yes.
And we got everything we need from God. But we need to have the knowledge. Because here it is. With divine power equals everything. So divine power through the knowledge and faith will allow you to do the things that we're supposed to do. Knowledge plus faith equals power and abundant grace.
Yeah, you know, he says here that he gives us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through those promises that we're partakers of that divine nature. So the knowledge is knowing the promises that are in the Word of God.
Amen.
And when we know the promises we believe in the promises, you know, in that word life, where it says he gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness, that word life is zoe. That word zoe is the God kind of life. Life as God has it. If you have life as God has it, if you believe that the Bible says he gives you life as he has it, God's not sick. God's not broke. God's not walking around limping. That divine power that he gives you and he gives me is what gets us through this life in that power, in that dunamis power. All we have to do is receive it.
I want to thank our blog radio listeners. We're about to sign off. All I want to say is that we testify that Jesus Christ is Lord. And if you're listening on the blog radio, it's important that you call out on the name of Jesus Christ and come to him. Come to him because he is your power. Your goodness. The knowledge of him will give you the power you need to go out and live a godly life. That's what he says here in 2 Peter. So if you just say, Lord, help me, call on his name and he shall come to you, blog radio listeners.
Yes.
He shall come to you. It is his will that no man shall perish.
He says, I stand at the door and knock.
That's right. So you can hear that blog radio. That means Jesus is knocking. Come on now. Open the door.
Knock
let him
the
in
door of your
to
heart.
Your heart. Let him into your life. It's by invitation only. He's not going to force himself. He's not going to crash your party. Okay? You need to listen. Thank you for listening to Blog Radio and Facebook. We're going to be sticking around. If you want to finish our Facebook Blog Radio listeners, you may. We'll be for another couple of minutes. But thank you, Roger. Bless you. All right, so here it says, Pastor Bobby, 2 Peter. We need to know that God, we have power. Why we walk around limping, broke, mad, upset, not...